Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Spirit Radio. Our show today is with Ray Frazier, and he is going to take psychic readings. Right now, he is calling in from off-site. He has an engineer working with him on trying to get in the studio. We're going to play the music again until we can get him connected. Please bear with us, and we will have a great show in just a bit.
Well, hello, hello, hello. And, you know, it's a funny thing here. I'd like to welcome you all to the Mystique's West Hour here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. Mercury retrograde going on that ended last Friday. Well, let me tell you what. There are some carryover days that come along with the Mercury retrograde, and today, boy, sure is one of them. Anyway, I'd like to welcome you to our show. We are a metaphysical news magazine, which means that we're going to talk about news, views, interviews, and just about anything that has to do with paranormal activities, spiritual activities, things like that. I am the owner of the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center. That's located at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. And we've been in business more than 20 years. We have a clientele that's worldwide. We do in-store readings, home parties, psychic fairs, those types of things. And we host the Mystique's West Hour here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. But one of the things that we do offer on our show is free mini psychic readings. That's right. All you have to do to get in line for a free mini psychic reading is call us up here at Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378, and I'll be happy to give you the impressions of going on. Kind of a crazy world that we're living in these days. Never know what to expect day-to-day politically, internationally. Seems to me that in spite of the fact that at Mystique's West, we notice that there is a growing number of people who are coming in, finding themselves enlightened or confused as to why they come into our store, and would give you the indication that spirituality is growing, but worldwide the hostilities are just crazy, crazy, crazy. So I don't know what to do about it other than to keep praying and keep everyone out there having a very positive mental attitude about it, because it's very important that we create the positive energy offset the negative energy that's permeating a lot of the universe right now. Certainly, we as spiritual people, as positive spiritual people, are going to have an influence on how the world turns out. And, of course, we need to be a shining light, an example, that other people will come up and say, hey, how come you guys seem so happy? What seems to be, you know, the thing that makes your world rock, you know? And, of course, the answer, truthfully, is that we are in a spiritual environment. We are creating positive spiritual energy. And just by our presence, just by having that spiritual energy, we're able to influence those people that are around us. And that's the attitude I'd like to have you carry forward from this day to our next show, is that you can make a difference. And it doesn't do you any good to hide in the shadows somewhere and pretend like the world doesn't exist or to think that you're not going to be influenced by it, because every single one of us, every single day, is going to be influenced by the attitude and the atmosphere of the world that's around us. If you had anything else that was sick, if you had anything else that was broken, you'd fix it, correct? Well, this is your opportunity. Like tomorrow or even after the show here, just sit in the quiet for a couple minutes and thank God for the blessings that you have, because no matter what is going on in your world, people that are far worse off than you are, and the blessings that you have are things which are best used and appreciated if they're shared with others. And so that's an important thing to remember. Now, I did mention earlier that we do some free mini psychic readings here on the Mystique's West Hour, and I've got some people who are waiting online, and so I'm going to go to Mike in Arizona first. Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. It says you have a question about business. First, let me just tell you that, you know, business right now, the month of July is a kind of a kicking off point for you. It'd be the kind of month where I would ask for a raise, or perhaps maybe it'd be a time to change jobs or change positions. I would also say that any trepidation you have that might be affiliated with work or business seems to be very quiet. It's as though, you know, getting to this point, to a point of decision, was a very important part of what's going on in your world. And I really think that as I go through the month of July and into the month of August, things are going to be great for you as far as business goes. What's your question?
Yeah, well, no, that's pretty much, I was kind of looking, because there's been such a low lull in the business aspect of things, I was kind of, and I've had to move back to Scottsdale, which isn't a bad place to be, but I was living in California for a couple months. And just because the financial part of the business hasn't taken off, and I was almost kind of to the point of, you know, looking for a sign, like, do I continue to push forward because I do have to get another job to kind of take care of the day-to-day stuff, or do I just kind of look for the next direction and, you know, that type of thing. So I was, you know, I'm just kind of, do I still stick with it because I've fallen short a couple times recently that's just kind of got me discouraged.
Well, you know, certainly that's a attitude that is frightening when those things happen. But, you know, the business community, and that's one of the things I talked about very early about the positive mental attitude and stuff. The business community is very, very difficult. And I don't know how it is in Arizona, but here in Michigan, just between the main street I drive down work, there's more than 50 vacant businesses. Businesses have been in business ever since I've lived here, and
right.
I've lived in Michigan my whole life, and it's just a very challenging time. And, you know, certainly it gives you time for reflection and, you know, time for decision. But remember what I said, this is a really good time for changes and things like that. If I were in your shoes, just from impression that I have, I might find a way to, you know, kind of get a sustenance to, you know, cover some of the bills and then, you know, dive back into it. For some reason,
okay.
I feel that your opportunity in Arizona is going to be better than it was in California. And I think you'll look back on the time in California as, geez, I don't know how I survived as long as I did out there. But just be optimistic
right.
and what happens July and August, because I really think by the end of August, you'll be very happy with how things turned out.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
And I'm originally, yeah, and I just moved to Arizona a year ago, April, from the northern suburbs of Detroit. So I know the Detroit pain.
Yeah, I'm talking about Ford Road west of Telegraph. There's
yeah.
there's
oh,
like
yeah.
56 businesses that are vacant. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, places that I've been living in this area since 1981. And these were long-time family businesses, and they're gone.
Sure.
You know, so,
yep.
Got to keep a stiff upper lip, okay? But I would give it just a little bit more time. Allow yourself to get grounded, get your feet on the ground in Arizona, and then go from there, okay?
Great. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
I wish you the best, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got another call here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Lisa from California.
Okay, hi, Lisa. Did you have a particular question you wanted to ask today, or just an overview?
Also, in starting a business, it's an independent living skill.
Okay.
And I'm recently married, looking for a new house, want children, have children.
Okay, let's talk about a few things first. Let's talk about the business. The only thing I would say there is that I think that they're showing me, like, I'm going to call it conflicts, but I don't mean arguments or things like that. I mean frustrations that have to do with people that might be around you in business. And I don't know if you're going to hire folks to work with you or whatever.
That's probably who I'm working with now, because they're not forthcoming with the truth.
Okay. Well, the you know, that's one where, you know, I would be patient with it, but I would also, you know, be extremely, and extremely is the operative word here, direct with, you know, polite as you can be, but extremely direct with your observation on how they are living their lives and the things that they're doing and all that kind of stuff, and how it affects your business. And if necessary, if you've given them an adequate amount of time to kind of prove themselves, so to speak, then
yes,
I might say, hey, see you later. I, you know, as we used to, when I worked at IBM, IBM was,
my dad,
you know,
worked for IBM.
He does. And
he did,
where did he work?
Yeah.
In California? I worked
in California.
Years
in California, off of Cole Road.
And they have a saying, when we fire somebody, we try and be as nice about it as possible. We just say that, you know, it appears that IBM is not the right mix for you. And
right.
So we love you. We think you're a great person. We know you're going to succeed, but you're fired. So, I mean, that's about as nice as you can do it. But just
I currently work for them, and I'm starting my own. So I guess I could fire them, huh?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yep. And if you're starting your own, that's going to be the thing. But they said the first word that I want to hear your voice was the word patience. And so I'm saying I wouldn't do anything rash. I would give it a little bit of time, again, being very candid about what you feel and what you think. And, you know, be helpful more than hurtful. And, you know, those kind of things come back to you. You get dividends from it in the long run. As far as homes and things like that, I just get a feeling that, you know, you and your spouse just really need to dedicate some time, because I've got two loose ends. Like if you were holding a piece of rope in the middle and flapping it, you know, the ends are going all over the place, but they're never getting together. And I think you need some time to, you know, maybe it's sit down and discuss what it is that you're looking for, and then take time to go visit some places. Because I really think that, you know, price is always an issue, but I really think in your particular case, finding the place that you want to live, the style of place, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that's your big deal right there.
Yeah.
And as far as having children, just keep practicing. If you want more children, it'll happen. There's nothing around you that would give any indication that you've got health issues or anything like that. But one of the things that I find, and I'm certainly not a doctor, but I find that the attitude of the people as they're thinking about starting a family is critically important to the personality of the child that is conceived. And so what I'm suggesting is you need to be in a settled mind, an easy mind, and that means, you know, if you guys got to go away for a couple of days or, you know, whatever, leave your cell phones behind so that you don't get interrupted on your vacation or your short time away, and think about it, then that's the time where I think that you'll have a very good time and conceive a child that will be very beautiful. If you don't have a daughter, I see a daughter for sure. So.
Well, I do have a 16-year daughter from a previous marriage, but I have had dreams. I have been having dreams of a little cherry head, beautiful girl. So
I love redheads. So that's my wife and son are both redheads. I wouldn't have anything else. So it's
okay.
You know, you're speaking to the choir on that one. But I really think that you know, the rest of this year, you know, somebody, if like somebody needs to just be kind of tapping the brakes a little bit and slowing things down. Don't, you know, be patient and don't try and get too much into, you know, things that are going on where you're going to be bogged down with craziness, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for giving us a call here. Well, it's currently 1:15 here on the Mystique's West Hour. If you just tuned in, we are broadcasting live on the Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Ray Frazier. I'm the owner of the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center in Westland, Michigan. And if you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, give us a call here at 646-378-0378. I'll be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading. Now I think I'd like to go to Charlene, I believe it is, who's calling us all the way from the Caribbean. Can you hear me, Charlene?
Yes, I'm hearing.
Okay. Did you have a particular question, or would you just like me to give you an overview?
Okay. What happened is that I have a little business, and it went down, you know, and I was wondering what is if it's going to get better for me.
Well, as soon as is the word here, I really think that once you get to the point of Labor Day here, which is like I think the first Monday in September, that's where things really start to change. And it's almost like there's an influx of people around you. It could be something that's changing that as far as the, you know, the neighborhood, the community, whatever. But I really feel like your worries, your fears, et cetera, not to let those hold you back. I do believe that you'll be able to sustain yourself. I don't feel like there's going to be any severe backlog or backlash or anything like that. But, of course, I also believe during this time, and it's a funny thing, you know, when we own businesses, we always say, well, I can't work any harder than I'm working, and then we find out we can. I'm going to say that you're probably going to be working pretty hard to keep things going, but things are going to smooth out. I really believe that, you know, once we pass this retrograde on June 30th, that things are going to start picking up. Next week or so should be very good. And then, actually, when you get into the latter part of July, like the last week of July, things really, really, it's going to be noticeable. And I believe that you're going to be very happy with it when it goes into the month of August. And by the 1st of September, you seem to be really in a strong position.
Okay.
So what kind of business was it that you have?
It's a nursery.
Okay.
It's
all right.
A
nursery. I just think, you know, all you have to do is be a little bit, you know, committed to it and not worry. I think, you know, one of the things that we learned very early on is that when you ask for blessings from the universe, you have to be very specific about how much you want and when you need it by and what you're willing to do to get it. And they will, you know, compliment you with, you know, what you need. They'll either give you what you've asked for or they will take the need for it away. And I really think that you're not going to have to worry about that because you feel like things are going to be, you know, in your favor as you go forward. So just, you know, keep contributing your energy, keep visualizing the business being successful, keep speaking with your spirit guides and having them give you insights and information that can help you. And I speak with my guides every day, and I always encourage people to do the same thing because it will help you. And that's kind of the answer to the whole deal, is that establish this very specific communication link with your spirit guides and then expect that they're going to be there to help you because they will. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling us up here on the Mystique's West Hour. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to go to Terry in Texas, who is selling some property, I guess. Terry, can you hear me?
Hello. Thank you for accepting my question.
Do you have a specific question? You're just worried about whether you're going to sell your property.
Yes, I had my house on the market for almost a year.
Okay.
Well, do you see it selling soon?
Yes, I do. The feeling I have about it is that it's going to be somebody that has already contacted you or looked at it. I do believe that I think that you've already made some adjustments in your asking price, and it may need that there's going to be a compromise of sorts. Now, by that I mean you're not going to lose your shirt or anything like that. It just means that perhaps you're going to have to make a change. For example, I am no real estate agent, but if you were to say, okay, we'll insure the furnace, hot water tank, you know, et cetera, for a year, you know, so that if anything went wrong, they'd be, you know, you'd have to pay for it, but that will get you the commitment that you want about selling your house. Also, there seems to be, and I don't know if you're a married person now, but it seems like there's conversation with a husband that you have this very specific conversation, which would be a home, what are we going to do kind of feeling, et cetera, et cetera. And then the call comes the next day. It's as though there's going to be a two-phase or two-step thing to this that's going to let you know that the universe is working with you. Because I think you're, speaking for you individually, I think you're kind of frazzled right now. I think that, you know, something needs to happen here pretty quick. And those are the kind of things which, you know, our spirit guides, who are people that have lived here before, understand. And, you know, certainly I don't think the feeling I get without knowing exactly where you're at in Texas, and I don't know how house prices in Texas anyway, but I just get this feeling that what you're asking is very reasonable, and it's more the market, i.e. the people that are available to buy the house, than your house. But I do believe that someone will have talked to you or someone will have come and walked through, and then you're going to have a chance to speak with them again, and they'll say, look, we were only wanting to pay this much. And that's where you can, you know, compromise and say, hey, how about if we insure the appliances for a year? You know, because appliances generally don't break down. I mean, you know, sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't too. So I would just say that might be a good offer, and I think that they would accept it. The interesting point about this is the lady, and this could be something that's coming in the next, you know, week to 2 weeks, okay? The interesting part about this is the lady that is part of this couple or this family is very fair-haired. Now, I don't know whether it's, you know, natural or whether only your hairdresser knows, but I get this feeling that that's going to be an identifier that you'll and it could even be like my granddaughter has almost white hair. It's so blonde and that kind of thing to where she could be so naturally white or blonde that she's almost white hair, but it'll be something which will be a distinction about her personality, and it's not age-related white. It's white hair from, you know, natural coloring. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have another question?
No, that would solve my problems, really. I've been widowed for 2 years, and I just need to downsize and move on, you know?
Okay. Well, here's the thing I'll tell you. And it could be that the gentleman that I'm seeing that you need to have a heart-to-heart with could be a realtor, could be somebody that, a banker maybe, somebody that would be able to give you some advice or somebody that would allow you to, you know, kind of blue sky as far as what it is that you want and what you'd like to have. Because I really see that this dialogue is something that makes it happen. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I hope to God I'm right. But when I'm looking at the end of August, which is almost 2 months away, I'm thinking you're either set up for closing or have already closed on a deal. And I don't think you're going to have to give the store away to get it done. I think it'll just be, you know, something which will be adequate for you. You'll be able to get what you want, and you'll be able to move on. Now, the other thing you talk about being widowed, you know, the boy, am I getting slapped here. You know, the person that I think probably is going to be talking to you is your husband from spirit. And what you do, if you want to talk to him, you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You just find a place, and this is for everybody that's listening out here, so please kind of tap in. You sit, find a place where you sit in the quiet, where you're not going to be disturbed, turn off the cell phone or whatever so you're not bothered, and then think about him, call him by name, you know, and say, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to sell this house, and I'm kind of in a stone wall. Tell me what you think I should do to make it sell. Now, I always suggest that you sit and listen in the quiet for a little bit afterwards so that you can hear them talking back to you. But he will either come to you at that time in your mind, like a kind of, you'll hear a voice within your mind, what we call our spiritual ear. He will give you information or ideas to investigate, or he'll come in a dream and show you the whole picture. Have you had communications with your husband yet?
Oh, I talk to him often, and I tell him how angry I am that he left me like that.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we don't always get a vote, but in the end, I counsel folks on this all the time. He's done his time, and certainly, you know, when you love somebody. And, man, I'm in love with, you know, the most beautiful woman in the world. I don't ever want to live. I want to live to be 1,000 years old. But I know that's not going to happen. And I know that, you know, when my time comes, and it can happen to anybody at any time, I would hope that, you know, she will understand that I'm not leaving voluntarily. And I'm sure your husband didn't leave voluntarily either. And if he could reach down his hand and put a magic touch on you and make all the troubles and the trials and tribulations go away, I'm telling you, he would certainly do that. And so instead of yelling at him or nagging at him or griping at him because he can't change what has already happened, ask him for his help. Let him know that you still love him and miss him, and he will give you I promise. Promise is not a word I often use in the intuitive business, because it isn't like you're watching HBO when you get impressions. I promise you, he will answer you and he will show you what to do to get your house sold.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You know, the thing is that you keep him in your heart and he will stay there. He will be there to help you in everything you need to do, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling us up here on the Mystique's West Hour. Yeah, it's currently 127 here on the Mystique's West Hour, and we'd certainly like to invite you to give us a call, if you would. Call us up at 646-378-0378. And we got a call here from Patricia. Patricia, can you hear me?
Hi, Ray. Thank you so much for taking my call. And
oh,
I just want to tell you all the words that you give, that you've given the callers, are so very healing, and thank you. I have appreciated and have really enjoyed listening to you. I do have a question.
Okay.
I'm at a job right now that I love. Sometimes I hate it, but I don't know. There's something about it that I just really enjoy because I get to communicate with a lot of people. But I've been told that I'm a healer, and I wanted to find out if I'm going to branch off sometime in my life to do my soul's purpose.
Well, I'm going to tell you absolutely unquestioningly yes. The fact that you have had this awareness. Now, one thing a lot of people don't know, and one of the things I wanted to talk about, I'll do that a little later when I'm done with my readings here. Is every single person on the planet has some form of mediumship. There's a lot of readers out there who will tell you, no, you don't. Even John Edward, which I'm just stunned, told one of my workers that she wasn't a spirit medium. And that, of course, is nowhere near true. She's an excellent spirit medium, and she's you know, had been trained, and she understands spirit communication and probably can do mediumship as well as he does. But John told her there's only a few of us out there that can do this. And why, I mean, the guy's charging, you know, $800 a reading. Why would he want to, you know, kind of stomp on the little people? So the fact that you have recognized that you're a healer is a blessing. You probably have other intuitive attributes as well. And it's a matter of you will be guided into discovering when your time is that you are, starting to move into your healing practices. Now, do you do spirit healing, Reiki, Joe Ray, pranic? What do you do?
I don't do any of those.
Okay.
I am a whole different being. Okay. I'm learning.
Well,
a lot of my healing comes through my dreams, and they're very prophetic. They come true. And I heal people. I don't do it for a profession, but I do things for people, and they just get it. They understand at the end.
Okay.
I don't know what I do, but that's
so
how I'm kind of honing.
You're kind of doing counseling as well as healing. Is that correct?
I guess.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'm
see,
just coming across upon this.
Many people out there, I had a lady that worked for me. She read tarot back when we opened some 20 years ago or more. She was an insanely incredible spirit medium, but she didn't know it. She thought all she did was read tarot. And we went to this hotel, which was very, very, very haunted. And, I mean, she would walk into the room, and, I mean, alarms would go off. And I mean, it was really quite comical to watch because she said, why is that happening? I said, you, Ada. You know, she, bless her heart, she passed the spirit. But she was a tremendous spirit medium. And the counseling that you give people is helping them understand, number one, about life. If they are facing physical challenges, I'm sure that the counseling that you give them is helping them deal with those types of things. And also, with that said, there's a great many different forms of spiritual healing. Energy healing is generally the core of Reiki, Joe Ray, pranic healing, spiritual healing, whatever. And that's channeling the earth, the universe's natural healing qualities. And I'm sure that's something that you do instinctively without ever thinking that you do. And I would believe also that when you're in a room with people who, you know, maybe somebody says, man, I had a headache today. I come in, I got a bad headache. And after they've been around you for a while, the headache's gone. It goes away. And so that's the natural ability that you have. Now, many, many, many years ago, 40 years ago, when I started doing this professionally, I made a vow I'd never charge. But we live in a society of people who primarily are not listening to the spiritual side. And I'm not saying go crazy and, you know, charge money or anything like that, but your time is valuable. And the way the society on this planet is set up is if you do something valuable for people, they do something valuable for you. And you can play it forward. Now, I personally, when I actually do physical healings, I don't charge for those because all I am is a channel. I'm not really a person that's manifesting. That's God's blessing. But when it comes to counseling folks, you know, if someone, you know, just your family and friends, of course, you don't charge them, but, you know, if you're working with someone and you know, they appreciate what you've done, don't feel guilty about accepting, you know, some shekels in return because, you know, your time is valuable, your blessings are relevant, and as long as you're not charging $800 a reading, I mean, come on. I mean, everybody deserves something for their time and energy, and particularly when you're doing something that is very productive for them, and that's where I think you're at. Now, if you were closer, I would tell you that, you know, I'd be able to give you some insights and things you might look forward to. If you'd like to call our store and leave your address, I can send you some materials about mediumship and healing and things like that, which might help you out a little bit. I won't charge for them or anything like that. They're always free. But I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Thank you. So you say that I'm going to be guided spiritually as to when
I think you're already being guided. I think what it is, it's spirit, you know, they sometimes will give you a little taste of what is going on, and then they'll let it quiet for a while, and then they bring it right back to it, and they will give you the blessing that you need. But the thing for you that you need to do is you need to be sensitive to the people who have needs, will appreciate you, et cetera, et cetera. And,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty easy sometimes when, you know, particularly if you see someone that's very troubled, you know, to go up and say, you know, I realize it's none of my business, but I am a, you know, very spiritual person. I'd like to offer you some insights as to how you might be able to deal with what's going on in your world. And most of the healing is, if you figure that the imbalance in a person's life generally starts within their spirit, most of the healing is spiritual to start with. First you heal the spirit, and then the spirit heals the physical body and the material things that are going on around them. But I just really feel like, you know, in your particular case, you got a lot to offer. And so don't be chagrined if you, you know, say, hey, you know, I do counseling. If someone says, well, you're really good, can I get a reading? Say, I do counseling, and here's what my rate is. And just keep it reasonable so that, you know, you're not taking it out of the hands of the average person.
Right.
And what we do at the store is if someone comes in and they are financially challenged, I don't charge them. I let them, you know, basically whatever it is that, you know, that they need, you know, I pay the workers for reading for them, but I don't charge them. You know, because it isn't about money. You know, God's blessings come in a lot of forms, and certainly money is one of them, and, you know, goodness knows we all need it. But the reward in knowing that you've made someone's life better, someone's life easier, someone's life happier, that's what it's all about right there. And I think you have a very special gift. And just listen to your spirit guides, because they'll be speaking with you every day. I usually tell people take 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and sit in the quiet and just call to your spirit guides. As I've said many times, I've never known anybody to have all male or all female guides. And so generally when I'm getting ready to sit down for a session, I'll say, okay, guys and gals, I got a problem. I want to talk about this. And then you have to be very specific, because understanding that time and distance don't exist in the realm of spirit, you have to be very specific. And you can't say, I really need some money bad, because you'll find a dime on the ground. You need to say, I need $2,000 by Friday, July 4th, you know, or I'm in real trouble. You know, and then they'll have some idea of what you need. And generally what happens is they will either answer your request by giving you what you need, or the need itself will go away, and you won't have to have it by then. So they'll work with you. And in this particular case, particularly if you're working with dreams, I might say, hey, look, you know, I'd like to have a little clearer channel. I'd like to have a little bit more information, you know, and then just be very specific about what it is that you want, what it is that you need, and they will give you everything that you need. And I promise you that. That's without any question. Okay?
Super. So what I'm doing now for work is fine. Just stick with it, stay with it.
Correct.
And just
Yep. Keep
my channel with the universe.
Correct. And, you know, the other thing I want to do, I want you to promise me that you're not going to say, well, excuse me, I'm a healer, or excuse me, I'm a counselor. You know, so many people who have beautiful gifts are ashamed to mention them to other people because they're afraid of what people are going to think. And in your case, you got something special, kiddo, so use it.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Keep it posted, will you?
Thank you.
All right. All right. God bless you. Take care now. Bye-bye. That's 39 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. You're listening to Mystique's West Hour here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and I am also the owner of the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center, located at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. That's halfway between Wayne Road and Newburgh Road on Ford Road, if you're familiar with the area. You can reach us up and schedule an appointment for a reading locally at 734-729-8019, or you can call us toll-free from anywhere in the continental United States at 888-367-8653. Now, that spells out Fort Cold, F-O-R-T-O-L-D, That's 888-367-8653, and we'll be happy to help you out. We do have clients all over the world, so we're familiar with our works. Our readings are you know, fairly priced. We have a 15-minute in-store reading for $30, a 60-minute reading or a 30-minute reading for $60, and an hour reading for $100. And just add $5 to that for a phone call because it does tie up our lines. And so we are there very much to help you. Monday evenings at Mystiques West, Roger Little, one of our longtime workers, leads a class called the Metaphysical Discussion Forum, where you can bring any topic you wish to talk about to the store, and the group kind of banders it around, and you get the opinions of people who have been long-time metaphysicians who come to Roger's group. And if you don't have a particular topic, you can just show up, and you'll have the blessing, the pleasure of knowing that somebody there probably will have a similar experience or a similar answer. Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have a public seance. And this tonight is seance night, and we're very fortunate tonight. My wife and son are going to be joining me. They're very good spirit mediums, along with Roger Little. The cost of this is $10, and everybody that's in attendance gets a reading from the three of us. So if you have somebody you'd like to get in touch with, the public seance is a good way to go. Friday nights at 7:30, Tony O'Kerlick leads a guided meditation class. Her class is $5. Roger's class on Monday is also $5. But she's been off ill, so I'm not positive she's going to have it this week, but I know she'll be back next week. So if you're interested in learning how to meditate to get in touch with your spiritual self or your past life or your spiritual insights, Tony's class is really a good way to go. She's been with me so long I can't remember when she started. Yeah, that's a long time. I'd have to really go back into the records to find out, but she's excellent at what she does, as is Roger Little. He reads tarot. He's a spirit medium. He's a numerologist. He reads regular playing cards. He's probably one of the most knowledgeable metaphysical people that I know, and he works at Mystiques West. So, again, call us up at 734-729-8019, 888-367-8653. We also do home parties, corporate parties, home cleansing, things like that. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out. I think I'm going to Melanie here. I don't believe I've spoken with her. Melanie, can you hear me?
I sure can, Ray.
Okay. Do you have a question about business?
Yes. I was just wondering if you could give me some insight. I'm starting a new business. I started in May, so it seems to be moving right along, but I was wondering if there was anything that you might be able to offer from Spirit in terms of some insight for me.
Well, here's the thing I would tell you. I think your business is going to be stable, and they're showing me like a flat line, which means that I don't see like a significant increase until we get closer to September, but that's not going to be bad. That's a good thing. I think that there needs to be some management as far as time and energy goes. Is, you know, like if it grew too fast, it might be more difficult for you than not at all. But after the weather starts turning cool, they're just showing just scurriness, very busy, you know, kind of place where a lot of things are going on at the same time. There are people around, and that's a time where if you were thinking of expanding or branching out, I really think that's when it's going to happen. The expansion could be more products, more people, an off-home site, something along those lines, which, you know, seems to have a lasting, and that's Spirit's words, that means lasting impact. In other words, something where you'll be able to, you know, make a change in the function of the business, et cetera, and everything's going to turn out well for you. Is there another woman in the business with you?
Yes, there is, and we are partnering up.
Okay. The only thing I would say, I'm not going to question anything that she's saying or saying that she's anything that isn't, you know, wonderful or anything like that, because that's not what I feel. But I will say this. Make sure that if there is a contract between the two of you, that both of you read every single word of it and completely understand every single word of it, and that there is full agreement on it. You know, partnerships are very difficult at best, and I think that the motivation is there. I think the results is going to be there, and I think that short term, I think things are going to be wonderful. Long term, I think things are going to be better. But make sure that, you know, if you're in a partnership with somebody, that both of you are protected and both of you understand the limits of it. And that includes, you know, dissolution if the, somehow one of you should pass on or something like that. Make sure everything's in there. I've just, so many times I hear people who, you know, unfortunately don't always hear me, but I just think your business is going to go very well. I think both of you are going to be very happy. But down the road, it may be that there may be some changes or differences that you want to make sure is covered by a contract.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate your insight.
Again, just remember, closer to September you get, the better it's going to get, okay?
Well, sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling us up. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's 146 here on the 6 West Hour. If you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, give me a call here at 646-378-0378. That, again, is 646-378-0378, and we'll put you in line for a free mini psychic reading here on the Mystique's West Hour. I go to Sherry in Iowa. Now, Sherry, can you hear me?
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi.
You have no special question today. Is that true?
No, just kind of a check-in, see, you know, if there's anything for me.
Well, you got so much. The reason I mentioned it like that, you got so much going on. It seems really challenging to me that, you know, you don't have a specific question about something. I want to talk about, let's talk about home front first, because I really feel a lot of
that. Yeah, that would be my question there. The home front is a concern.
Yeah, and it's something where, you know, it's like if two people lived in the same place and they spoke different languages, you know, how would they get along? And that's a little bit of what's going on right now. And I think that, you know, there may have been a flare-up in early May that caused things to be a little disturbed. And disturbed is the word I'll use. I'm not going to make it any worse than that because I don't think it's worse than that. But it really is a time for kind of a cleaning out process where you have a chance to take a deep breath, you know, talk to each other, get things in the home settled down the way you want them. Because many times it's a misunderstanding. We notice that from spirit is usually if there's a mistake in receiving the message from spirit, it's at the, you know, the fault of the receiver, not the sender. And, you know, I am blessed to have a wife that doesn't miss a lick. She catches every detail, and thank God for having her in my life, because you wouldn't be listening to me broadcast today if it wasn't for her. But she just picks up on things, and, you know, we try and have a very open communication. But the bad thing is that, you know, people many times don't understand each other. And so when they hear something, they take it from their own life experience or their own, you know, fears, ambitions, whatever. And so communication is always a big thing. I do believe that, you know, this month here, particularly there seems to be like a gathering of some sort right around just after the middle of July that is it's a large gathering. A lot of people there. I don't know necessarily like it's a family reunion, but there's a lot of people there. And that's where things start to open up. You seem to have a very good, you know, energy with that. And then, you know, I don't know if you have a trip planned or something around Labor Day, but there seems to be some very private energy around you that is very special, you know. And so be optimistic about that, because I think that's going to be something which will take a load off your mind. And, you know, you worry, you know, you not only worry about your own problems, but you worry about other people's problems too. So try and focus a little bit on your own, and then things are going to be a little bit better for you going forward. I just really feel like this is a time where, you know, you have a chance to have things the way that you want them. The other thing which I would say is, you know, you're constantly, you know, you're like a calculator, you know, your mind is always adding up the dollars and cents, and certainly there's nothing wrong with that except for the fact that, you know, you have to trust that the universe is going to take care of things. And that's the only caution I would give to you, is just don't allow yourself to be, you know, overwhelmed by what appears to be financial challenges, because I really feel that, you know, when you have dips in financial liquidity, it's not going to be, you know, falling into the cavern. It'll just be a little bit of a dip. It's not going to be anything that'll hurt you. The thing is, I know the weather in Iowa is a little bit like it is here, and they're showing me the cooler weather, but I really feel like between now and then, it's as though they're taking off layers of extra clothing that you have on, so that, and those layers are concerns or worries. There does seem to be concern on your part about an older lady, could be a mom or a grandmother, who might be facing some difficulties, could be health challenges, or that's probably, I try to say something else, they wouldn't let me say anything else. So I'm thinking that that's probably what it's going to be, but all's well that ends well with that. And then after the middle of November, there seems to be a great deal of brightness, a celebration of sorts. Could be a birthday or anniversary, something along those lines. But I just really feel like if there's a question you have now, that question is going to be taken away. And so you need not worry too much about it. All things seem to fall in place, particularly if there's a question that has to do with children or a child that's been going on. That seems to work itself out. And they said smoothly, so I'm going to say smoothly too. But that must mean that there's no monstrous challenge that you have to face, or no monstrous hardship or anything that you have to deal with. So other questions that you might have?
Yeah. No, I think that kind of sums everything up, you know.
Okay.
It's been kind of, yeah, like you said, challenging on the home front. Seems like a lot of crazy energy, everybody's energy's all over the place, and, you know, so
it's hard
kind
to
of answering
that.
Yeah,
too. You know, we've got a lot of eclipses.
It's hard not to get absorbed in
it. Yeah. And the thing that I want you to do is, you're so busy trying to keep everybody else's loose ends in place that you need to take a breath and relax a little bit. Okay, focus on yourself. God's going to take care of everything. You don't have to worry about nothing. Okay, just put your trust in the hands of Spirit. They'll take care of you. And go forward with the things that you know are right. I would, again, encourage you to be very candid and say what's on your mind. Say what you really feel, because if you don't, it'll brew inside you like a canker sore, and that's not much fun at all. So you don't want to do that. But
yeah, I'm
anyway,
getting better with that.
Yeah, well, the thing is
okay.
that, you know, life is better lived if it's fun and enjoyable and happy and open and all those kind of things, and that's where you need to be. You need to focus on yourself, okay? Everything else will fall
Sounds good.
Place.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling
Thank
me
you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's currently about 7 minutes before the hour. Did want to talk today about what you look for when you're trying to find a quality psychic reader or spiritual reader. It's unfortunate that many people out there who are doing readings today and charging professional fees for them are untrained. I teach a 5-week class at Mystiques West that is, even though it compiles everything I've learned over 40 years, is still a drop in the bucket with what you can acquire knowledge if you're willing to do research and talk to people and things like that. One of the most important things, though, that people need to understand is that we all have intuitive abilities. Every single person on the planet has some phase of mediumship. For the most part, religion has caused us to kind of shut it down, to believe that it doesn't exist. And that's not true. We have what's called women's intuition. Guys call it a gut feeling. That's a very active part of our lives. But we fail to recognize that this is a universal energy and not something that's happening just to us. If you're looking for a professional reader, the reader, you know, so many people tack on all these actually doctor of this, doctor of that, because you can send in away anywhere and you get a doctor of this or a doctor of that. Doesn't mean that you have the experience or the training necessarily to be a qualified reader. Now, concurrently, doesn't have to have a great deal of training to make you a good psychic. The training and things helps you with your counseling and how you would work with other people and things like that. A good psychic should not ask you a great deal of questions. They should be able to sit down with you and tell you the events that are going on in your life. If they're asking you questions, those questions should be in confirmation. After the impression has been given, they can say, have you applied for a new job or have you looked for a new home? But that's not really very necessary either, because if they're getting the correct impression, they shouldn't have to ask, what's going on in your world. Also, a good reader will not color your reading. Now, what that means is taking a person, their personal life experiences, and translating it into something that fits into your world. I knew a reader one time. She'd actually been married 7 times. And when a friend of mine went to her and asked her about her, the lady gave her a reading and didn't touch on the relationship. So my friend asked about relationships, and what she told her was just so bald-faced out there that not possibly true. And of course, it caused the young woman to have a lot of issues and circumstances about her relationship. Come to find out, when I found out who it was, what she was describing is one of her past relationships. And so you have to, take what the reader gives you, but remember that every reading should be taken with a grain of salt, because you're in charge. A reader can tell you anything, but nothing will come to pass unless you take the action or the initiative to make it come to pass. And so when you go into a reader, always, listen to what they have to say, ask clarifying questions if you need to, and if they ask you, too many questions, then probably I would take that with a grain of salt. Come see us at Mystique's West. We fix a lot of bad readings there, unfortunately, from people who've gone elsewhere. Also, and most importantly, if a reader asks you for additional money to clear up a curse or a bad mojo or something that someone has put on you, you want to get up and walk right out on that one, because all they're doing is ripping you off. A good reader will read you for nothing if you don't have money. And, there are a lot of people out there who think that being in the intuitive business, the psychic business, is a good way to make some extra cash. And for a sincere person, that's true. You can make some money doing it, but your heart has to be in the right place. Otherwise, you're not doing anybody any good, and you're doing yourself an injustice. So just be careful when you book a reading. And also, the last thing, which I'll talk about it, is if they're telling you everything you want to know, maybe it's, kind of the wrong person, because we often go to readers with the hope that they're going to tell us this or tell us that. And unfortunately, sometimes what we wish for, what we hope for, is not going to turn out the way that we think it should. It's going to turn out differently. And so we have to be willing to accept the fact that, what our hope, what our dream, what our ambition is, may or may not come true, and either way is correct. It's a matter that, sometimes we have to learn lessons, and we have to do different things in order to be successful in our life. So anyway, this is Ray Frazier. You've been listening to the Mystique's West Hour here on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. You can put yourself in for an appointment. Just give us a call at the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center at 734-729-8019 or toll-free nationwide, 888-367-8653. That's 888-367-8653. We'll be happy to help you out. Don't forget that today is Wednesday. We have public seance at 7 o'clock. Costs it $10. We'd love to have you come and join us. Thanks for listening to the Mystique's West Hour. We've been glad to be part of your life. And if you have any questions, tune in the first Monday of the month of August. We'll be happy to help you. Thanks for calling us up at the Mystique's West Hour.